Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy Change, that is Mac O'Brien right here on Max Inc. Radio. That was brand new from her. That's a brand new song. And we're lucky to have Mac O'Brien right here in the studio. Mac O'Brien has done over 1,000 shows since going professional 9 years ago. And she started in dive bars between Illinois and Wisconsin and slowly built up from solo to duo gigs to a full band and have played Wisconsin's Country Thunder and Milwaukee Summerfest, headlining the country stage. Tonight, Mac O'Brien and her band will perform at Whiskey Jack's on State Street just after our interview, and she walked down here from the bar, got involved in the Badger tailgate there, the parade going down State Street. Mac O'Brien, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful.
Mac, you are here in Madison often, so you know what we like. We're a foodie town here. Where do you go to eat when you come into Madison?
Oh my gosh. Well, first off, I love Madison. I wish I was staying longer. Yeah. Unfortunately, only staying a night because I love this town. Love the energy. It's kind of a tradition that we eat and we get a burger at Nitty Gritty.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's not your birthday?
No, it's not. Is that a birthday place?
Oh yeah, the Nitty Gritty. They give you a free birthday mug and you get a free beer there.
You get a birthday mug?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta go there on your birthday.
April 29th. I'm coming back.
So you love the Nitty Gritty. The
burger. I love it.
There.
I love a good burger. Unfortunately, I had a salad tonight. We didn't go. We went to the Forager. But that was actually really good. It's kind of a little bit outside of the city.
Yeah, where is that? I haven't heard of this place.
It's in Sun Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm glad you pay attention to signs because I'm like in my head all the time. But yeah, it was actually pretty good. It was pretty good.
Mac, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what's your backstory? How did you get started playing music?
Oh my goodness. I feel like I always loved music. Like it was something that was just from birth, I think, just the love of it. My dad, who's here right now, he got me into music too. Like, because I would download all of his songs that he would pay for on iTunes because, you know, I didn't have money. So I'd put them on my little purple iPod shuffle and I'd listen to like ABBA and you had Bruce Springsteen on there. So I feel like I just got a good healthy dose of a variety early on. And then when I was in high school, you know, I struggled with friends because like I went to a private school and there was a lot of like really smart kids or like, you know, I was a creative. I just felt like I didn't belong. Yeah.
But a private school must have had a good music program.
They did. They didn't.
No, that's really?
The thing. Really?
Yeah. They like mostly focused on like
surprising.
School. So my parents were like, oh, we're giving her a really good opportunity. Psych. No. That is the wrong kid for that. But I was like really lonely during spring break. And then I found my sister's guitar in her closet. Mm. And then I was like, ooh, look at this thing. And then I taught myself on YouTube and ever since then it's been nonstop. And I think I was 14 and I'm 27 now.
Coming up on the golden birthday in just a couple of years.
2 years.
Do you play any other instruments or just guitar?
I play a little banjo. I'm not that good at it, but there was a time. There was a time that I was okay.
When did you decide you wanted to go professional?
I think it was like, it was my guitar teacher that told me to, because like I did not grow up confident. Like I was like, you know, maybe I'll be a background singer someday, or maybe I'll be a banjo player for somebody. Like I just wanted to be in the background. And then my guitar teacher heard me sing and he was like, you should like start your own band. Like you should do this. And I think I was maybe 17 when I actually like took the jump, and like it started with open mics and then duo shows and then dive bars and then we headlined Summerfest this year on the country stage. So it's been a fun journey for sure.
Now, tell us about your journey into the music industry. You travel monthly to Nashville?
I do.
Wow.
I love it.
And that is because you've been signed by TSP Creative in Nashville?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So TSP Creative, they are a branding company. So they will help me find, you know, brands to back me in this industry. And just stuff that fits my brand. So they're helping me like become a real artist. And I feel like I always was a real artist, but like they're giving me permission to do that basically.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love it. And they're helping me with stage work and clothing and all of this stuff. So there's so much that goes into it. And I'm just trying to absorb all of this amazing information. It's been wonderful though.
Well, over 1 million streams on Spotify. How exciting is it to reach that mark?
Yeah, I mean, it feels kind of surreal. Like, it's hard for me to like, sit and be like, oh, that actually happened. Because, like, for me, like, I feel like, oh, I'm still like, playing, like, dive bars and stuff. But, like, it's like, oh, I have to actually realize that I've done some pretty cool stuff, I guess. So, I mean, I guess to answer your question, it feels the same, which is like really weird.
Interesting.
It's the weirdest thing, but I am super happy about that.
Well, what do you attribute to your success? I mean, what do you think goes into 1 million Spotify views?
Oh my gosh. I think it's like the grit. Like, you have to have grit to be in this business because it's so hard. And like, you have to write bad songs. You got to just keep writing. And I feel like for me, like, my songs in the beginning, some of them were actually good. Like, I can actually listen to them and be like, oh, mm-hmm. that's cute. That's good. But a lot of them were bad.
Yeah.
A lot of them were bad. So you just got to like, just keep going. Keep going no matter what anybody says.
Wow, we just heard Heavy Chains. That was a pretty good song.
Thank you.
Tell us about writing that song.
Oh my gosh. Well, I actually cut that song. And
really?
That was the first song that I've cut. Well, actually second, but I don't do that very often
mm-hmm.
unless it's something that I really resonate with.
Uh-huh.
And my producer, he wrote that song, and he actually, this band 8Ball wrote that with him too. And he showed me this and he was like, you know, are you like interested in cutting songs for your album? And I was like, it would have to be like a really cool song.
Mm. Explain to the people what cutting a song is briefly.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So cutting a song is when you don't write it and a songwriter pitches it to you and you're like, and they give you permission to record it and release it as your song. Yeah. So I heard that and I really resonated with it, just struggling with, you know, just feeling weighed down by mental battles and internal struggles, but also it sounds really cool.
Well, now you are trying to break out of the Nashville box. And you have a new name, a new hair, a new look. And tell us about your reboot.
It's been really fun, actually.
Yeah?
I'm enjoying it. Like, I love makeover shows. Like, I watched What Not to Wear all the time as a kid. So I was like, ooh, I hope one day, like, I get a makeover like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I went to TSP Creative. And it's funny because I love like dark rock music. My favorite band is Muse. Like, and my boyfriend makes fun of me because he's like, that sounds like vampire music. I'm like, well, vampire music is cool. Okay. And so I just feel like I'm sort of a dark soul, but like when you saw me before, I was like this little blonde girl. And like, they were like, you don't really look like your music. And I was like,
I mean, you still don't look good.
Yeah. Well, I am wearing leather pants. So, I mean, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, A for effort.
Yeah, A for effort. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they helped me just with creating more of an edge and stuff in my style. So I was like, okay, whatever you guys say. Like,
do you think that it's been a benefit to you signing with them?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they have so many good connections too. And I feel so blessed to be a part of this team.
Say who they're working with.
Oh yeah.
Great roster.
Well, you saw because you were standing in the room and what did you see?
Yeah. TSP has a crazy list of who they work with. They're working with Alice Cooper. They're working with Coldplay. They're working with the Lumineers, John Batista,
No, but we would be sitting in the room and there's a whiteboard of all these names. And then it's just Mac O'Brien. Wow. And I'm like, what? What
is, oh, that's pretty
what's
cool.
What's my name doing up there?
Wow. Well,
it's
and
so weird.
Now, who are we just talking to? Is that your manager?
Yeah, it's my dadager.
Dadager. Hey, you know what, though? You were talking about, you know, when we started music and you were listening to music and with your dad. And, you know, it's just amazing when I find artists who their parents are very supportive and behind them. And you have that support. And I think that's tremendous. You're very lucky.
True. Very true.
What is the new direction of alternative country rock? That's you, right?
Yeah. So I love country music, but I also love rock and roll music, and I wanted to marry the two. And I feel like going down that lane separates me from just being in the pop country box, which is what I was doing for a while, but I felt like I was kind of being pushed in that lane. Mm. And it didn't feel authentic to me. And so, like, making music that I love, actually what happened was I just wanted to make an album that I loved, because I've never done that before. And I was like, you know, I made music that I like, but never loved. And I wanted to pick the right producer. And then once I did, I was like, you know, nothing's probably going to happen with this, but at least I'm going to be happy. And then stuff happened with it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Well, you have some new members in your band, and they're here playing with you tonight, Whiskey Jacks. Briefly tell us about your band.
Oh my gosh. So we added a new drummer, and his name is Reagan Crawford. He's from Louisiana, so he's a good old boy, and he is just a Southern gentleman. Nice. For real. Like, he's always like, let me help you load out your stuff, and he's just been great. And he played in Neil McCoy's band.
Wow.
So he's just a pro. He's awesome, and he looks great. He's got a tattoo sleeve, and the team loves him. So I'm like, all right, let's go. And then my bass player, Scott, he just became a dad. He's a first-time dad to a baby girl. And he's been with us for a while. And then our guitarist, Jerry Wild, has been with us for almost a decade. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, you can see that band tonight, Whiskey Jacks, on State Street. It's Mac O'Brien. In just a moment, we're going to hear the premiere of your new song, Cold Blooded. Tell us quickly about the new record and Cold Blooded with Will Champlin.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a really dark country album, and a lot of it reflects on internal struggles, just with mental battles or relationship struggles. And so Cold Blooded, I'm super excited. I wrote this with my producer and Will Champlin, who is on The Voice, and he's just phenomenal. And he was doing all this cool stuff with his computer when we were writing it. And so it was super fun. But it's kind of like a really self-reflective album, very heavy on the rock, though, which I'm excited about.
Where do we find it online?
You can find it on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever digital streaming service you use. But it is under Mac O'Brien. So MacOBrien.
And do you have a website?
Yes. So that's MacOBrienMusic.com.
Perfect. Well, go find out about Mac O'Brien, or go see her tonight at on State Street at Whiskey Jack's. And we'll definitely let you know when she's going to be up here again, and we'll get her in the studio to play. Mac O'Brien, thank you so much for taking the time out before your show to come talk to us in the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, rocker.
Now get along to your gig now, you hear?
Well, let's check it out.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the premiere of the new Mac O'Brien song. It's actually coming out, being released on September 24th. So we get it right here first on Max Inc. Radio. This is Cold Blooded, Mac O'Brien. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Fire pouring on the fuel that gets me higher. Oh, you get me going. barely hanging on. The tank is empty. Face the heat and embrace it. The family dinner table, separate the truth from fable. My brain is drowning loud and free. Pass that salty ocean to me. Across the family dinner table, separate the truth from fable. It might take all night, but I'll get over this. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. It might take all night, but I'll get over this. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, your eyes from under covers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from under covers. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. And it might take all night, but I'll with this. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. And it might take all night, but I'll get over this.
You're barely hanging on, embarrassed, you stare at the wall. You're tearing your hair out, I dare you to carry it all. The baggage you buried, it's there when you're raring to fall. Cause they don't care if you disparage to perish or stall. The tank is empty, start to rush to the end. And it's tempting to break all the rules when Lady Justice is bending. So save me from all the lies and the maybes. Cause maybe if we told the truth then all our lies would be gravy. I'm going crazy, but I'm sane enough to know that you made me. The game is changing and I'm praying I'll continue to play it. But lately I'm just losing faith and every day it keeps fading. The pain is raising past the blame, or let the rain hit the pavement. Another payment, you can't pay it, so you're trying to fake it. I bet you need a vacation, cause you're running and racing. Now get a grip and be patient, don't slip when you're pacing. Take another deep breath, face the heat and embrace it. Face the heat and embrace it.
Fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from under covers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from under covers. I'm barely hanging on, I've still got a grip. It might take all night, but I'll get over this. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. And it might take a lifetime. Maybe it's the Teflon coated pan, maybe it's the blood stain on my hand. Maybe it's the Santa Ana breeze, or maybe it's you, or maybe it's me.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.